well, today, for most of us anyway, is at least partly a day off, and we all deserve a little bit of a break anyway. Time with family, time off the job a little bit, because it's necessary to relax the body and the mind so that we can better serve God later on. And after all, even our recreations can be pleasing to Almighty God and meritorious and raise our place in heaven for all eternity. So I want to speak to you today not about politics. We've had enough of politics. There just comes a point where you say no more, right? We all get that way. And we're not going to talk about our country's woes. Again, the same thing. We can do too much that makes our whole outlook on life dark and miserable. I want to speak today, because it's a day off, about the saints' humor and joy and how we ought to cultivate it in our life. Father Benson once called St. Teresa's humor, St. Teresa of Avila. She was sanguine by nature and very outgoing. He called her sense of humor a divine gift. That is, it was a gift from God. And truly, truly it is. And G.K. Chesterton said of St. Francis that the sense of humor salts all of his escapades. And that's something to think about. I remember in one of Bishop Dolan's sermons long ago that he said, of all the saints, and this is true, all the authors on the lives of the saints say this, that St. Francis of Assisi was a saint that was most like our Lord of all of them. He followed in our Lord's footprints more closely than any of the others. And after reading this quote of G.K. Chesterton, that his sense of humor salted all of his escapades, that does in fact tell you something about our Lord. Sure, he never laughed. Our Lord never laughed because laughter involves an element of surprise. Being God, he can't be surprised. But it shows the element of happiness and of joy in the heart of our blessed Lord. And so we should keep that in mind, that he expects joy and happiness to reign in our hearts. St. Ignatius, choleric by nature, very gung-ho and hard worker and all of that, very serious and a born leader, a general type. In fact, he was a general, I believe. He said, laugh and grow strong. And then to one of his novices in the Jesuit order, he said, I see that you are always laughing, and I'm glad of it. And we have so many stories of St. Teresa of Avila. You think of the litany of saints, and when we invoke our Lord from this and that, from famine, deliver us, O Lord, from the spirit of wickedness, deliver us, O Lord. Well, St. Teresa of Avila had one of her own. From silly devotions and from sour-faced saints, good Lord, deliver us. That was always her saying. And once she was asked to give her opinion on a memorandum that a certain Signor Salcedo wrote. I don't know anything about him or anything about the the memorandum, but she was asked her opinion on it, and this was her response. Signor Salcedo never stops repeating through the whole of his paper, as St. Paul says, as the Holy Ghost says. And then he ends by regretting that he has written nothing but nonsense. And she said jokingly, I think I'll report him to the Inquisition, and which was quite humorous. And she was known that when she was getting older and would have to travel and was establishing orders all over the country in Spain, she would travel with a whole lot of priests and nuns. And oftentimes she had the task, a very hard task, of keeping everyone's spirits up because it was long, hot days and lots of traveling. Everyone was weary and perhaps at times just wanted to give up on the whole project. But they would sit in the shade under the arch of a bridge, and during the siesta time, of course, because Americans are the only ones that don't know how to nap in the afternoon. But she would sit under there and tell funny stories, jokes, just to keep everyone's spirits high. And she was known, I think it was she, that she had a spiritual director, I believe it was St. Peter of Alcantara, and he was a very short man, and she referred to him as half of a man because of his height was so short. And she had nicknames for just about everyone that she came across, and but all in good humor, all in good, in a good sense of humor, never out of mockery. Or the Curé of Ars, we look at him, who was very melancholic by disposition and often had the temptation to despair. Once a priest asked him if he could offer Mass in the Curé's church, and he said to the visiting priest, "I only regret that it's not Christmas, so you could offer three Masses." And on another occasion, he was giving, I guess, spiritual direction, and it was a loquacious woman, a very talkative woman, came up to him and said, and he responded, "My lady, is there any month in the year in which you talk less than usual except for February?" And that being the shortest month of the whole year. And once to a lady who was a bit overweight, and again, he did it all in charitable humor, this overweight lady came and said, "What must I do to get to heaven?" And his response was, "Three Lents, my daughter." And that was it. And Philip Neri, he was, of course, another saint, sanguine by nature. He was always filled with humor, always filled with humorous stories. And so much so that he was known for reading his love of jokes and joke books and everything like that. So he would oftentimes, when important people were coming in, the cardinals and whatnot, to see him, because they all thought that he was very holy and a saint. He didn't want them to think that he was saintly, so he would do things to humiliate himself. He would, for instance, when the cardinals would come to visit him, he would make sure that someone in his house was reading him a joke. And he'd make the cardinals wait. And he'd say to the cardinals, "Wait here 1 second, Your Eminence, and until this joke is finished." And then he'd laugh out boisterously just to humiliate himself. Or he'd walk through the city with his beard half shaven off and the other side full grown. And he would kick his cardinal's hat around as if it were a soccer ball. He would do all sorts of things like this, just out of humility. But also it shows a sense of humor. But you might say that the history of heresy is the history of a breakdown of the sense of humor. People get too serious, and they look into their own problems. Martin Luther was one of them, very scrupulous, and then misunderstanding so many things about the Catholic Church. Then he lost his sense of humor, and he defected from the faith and started the Protestant heresy. If more people would keep a sense of humor, there would be less heresy, less problems in the world. Because what is a sense of humor? It is something that actually comes from faith. Faith is the ability to, the virtue that causes us to see, or rather to believe, what we cannot see. And the sense of humor is the ability to see through things, is the ability to see right through the dark things to the positive things. That's why where there is an abundance of faith, there is always going to be an abundance of laughter that follows in line with it. Because the saints who have a strong faith, as many of these saints I just told you about, their faith was so strong they could see through the worst of things, and they became great optimists in the spiritual order. But the devil loves sadness. He'll always try to tempt us to it. And the joy, though, as I said, is result of holiness. And it's an act of the will. Don't ever think that, well, I'm too serious by nature and I can never be as funny as others. No, first of all, never compare yourself to anyone else. God wants you to be the saint that he wants you to become. He doesn't want you to become the saint that someone else is to become. But joy and happiness requires the act of the will. It's not a thing of emotions, because who can possibly control emotions? They go wherever they want. It's an act of the will, that training of the will to laugh when you'd rather cry, to crack a joke when you'd rather say something bitter, and to see through the dark side to the positive. Joy, to conclude with this, joy is like the billboard of Catholicism, you might say, or it should be. It's a perfect advertisement for our religion. And again, to drive it home, where there is an abundance of faith, there is an abundance of laughter. These saints that I just told you about, and these are only a few of the humorous stories, these are our predecessors in the faith. We should imitate them. And so today, let us all then imitate their joy, their happiness on this day. Forget about all the darkness of politics and the corruption of the government. Forget it all. Pray for them. But then enjoy today. Offer everything that you do, all of your joys, to Almighty God and merit from it. But smile and laugh today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.